This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. Chicago physicians are calling for the release of a Palestinian doctor in Gaza who has been detained by the Israeli military. My colleague Esther Yunjin King reports prominent pediatrician Hussam Abu Safiya was arrested during a hospital raid in northern Gaza in late December, according to media reports. Now some Chicago-area doctors are calling for his release. Dr. Thier Ahmad is an ER physician on the South Side. He's encouraging the local medical community to speak up.
It's now time for Chicago to be the area where it starts for calling for these protections. It is not okay to kill doctors and nurses. It's not okay to destroy hospitals.
Ahmad and others are calling for the Chicago-based American Medical Association to lobby for more protections for healthcare workers in Gaza. Chicago officials are celebrating a $1.9 billion in federal grant money that will help extend the CTA's red line on the South Side. Biden administration officials signed an agreement on Friday that ensures the modernization project will receive full funding. The red line will be extended 5.5 miles to 130th Street. Four new stations will be constructed. And CTA President Dorval Carter says it's the most important project he's worked on.
And as a lifelong Southsider, you can imagine that makes me very proud. But this is about much more than an extension of a rail line. It's about the future on the far South Side of Chicago. And it is one of the biggest, boldest equity investments in the history of this great city.
Carter says he's confident the agreement will safeguard the funding from any potential threats posed by incoming President Donald Trump's administration. A second child has died from the pediatric flu as flu cases continue to spike across Chicago. City health officials say both children were under the age of two. Chicago did not experience any pediatric flu deaths last flu season and has seen a median of one pediatric flu death annually over the last 10 years. CDPH is reporting the overall acute respiratory illness activity level is high. Health officials say measures like preventative masking indoors and getting the flu shot or the most recent COVID booster can help keep people safe. Dr. Ngozi Ezike has been fined $150,000 for violating an Illinois Ethics Act. Ezike became a household name during the COVID-19 pandemic as head of the Illinois Department of Public Health. She allegedly violated the act by becoming CEO of the Sinai Chicago Health System on the southwest side of Chicago in 2022. The hospital had more than $4 million in contracts with the state, and Ezike had regulatory and licensing authority as head of public health. The law says an agency official must wait a year before joining any company with more than $25,000 in state contracts with their agency. Ezike agreed to the fine, but says she was advised she could accept the job. A record number of Illinoisans have enrolled in Affordable Care Act health insurance plans for the year. The Tribune reports more than 449,000 residents have signed up for the ACA coverage since the start of the open enrollment period on November 1st. That's up 12.7% from last year. The uptick in enrollment comes amid anxiety over the future of tax credits that many depend on to cover the cost of health insurance. The majority of Illinoisans receive health care from their employers, Medicare, or Medicaid. A quick look at weather. Snow accumulation of around an inch is possible on Friday. Tonight, temperatures will dip to a low around 15 degrees. The below freezing temperatures could cause slick roads. Saturday will be partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s and the chance of snow returns on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.